I think the Motor City Kitties have had enough of Guards Ball, but they're going to get a little bit more today here in Detroit, Jensen. I mean, this dates back to last year, obviously running them down at the end of the year. This rivalry is not going to go away, but this is not. It's been very one-sided here, at least in the regular season.
The Tigers 8.5 back of the Guardians, who have won 5 in a row. Tigers have lost 5 in a row, respectively. Today presents a very intriguing scheduling spot as far as some trends colliding. Let me start with Cleveland. They have Joey Cantillo on the mound today. They have won 4 consecutive games that he has started. There have been 9 or more runs combined scored in 3 of those 4 games that Cantillo has started too. So put a pin in that. Detroit, by contrast, 37-19 straight up since 2020 against American League Central left-handed starting pitchers when the total is at least 7. And Dave, we have a posted total today of 7.5, and some places is at 7 right now with the over juice to $1.20. Casey Mize taking the ball today. 13-6-1 is the over number when he is a home favorite. And that is where we're going to find a very intriguing spot. I think the under is where I'm going today. I'm going to play an alternate under 7.5 minus $1.23. And I'm going to harken back to the inconsistency of both offenses. Regardless of what's happened here, when you look at not only the trends for Cantillo, but we're looking at a Guardians team that, yes, in their, what, last 5-6 contests here, at least in their last 9, they are averaging close to 6 runs a game. But I just think that the dynamic today, especially turnaround after a night game for a day game, and the arsenal here for Casey Mize, to me it feels like a getaway day special of, like, both teams kind of want to get moving, and guards feel pretty good about already taking 3 of the 4 games. I could see a little letdown here and maybe a very desperate Tiger team. So I haven't played Tigers money line yet, but that's certainly an angle. But I do have Tigers Guardians under 7.5 in pocket for this first game of the docket today.
Again, please like, subscribe to the VSiN by the Books podcast. You can listen to these conversations on your time. We had one with a great Mike Palm in hour number 2. He asked you specifically about individual players when we know that they're kind of slumping. The fans know, that the other teammates know. What about as a team, collectively, like Detroit, the way that they're slumping right now, too? That can be contagious in a negative way, Jensen. How do you get out of that funk when Cleveland's just beating you down every day?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because it's the 4-game series when you've lost the first 3, and it's the manner in which you've lost. It's 8-2, so a little blowout win, and it's 2 really low-scoring, 1-run games. So 4-3 and 3-2, and I think that kind of continues here this afternoon when we get first pitch there from Comerica Park. Another thing that continues is Atlanta taking on the Marlins, and always great when we get to see a great matchup, at least on paper. That's Spencer Strider getting the ball for the Braves today against Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins. Couple of notes here. Atlanta is 7-3 in their last 10 straight up as a road favorite when the price is between $1.25 and $1.50. It is $1.43 today, so that trend gets a check mark next to it. With Strider on the mound, Braves have won his first 3 starts so far in 2026. So when he takes the ball, good things usually happen. Conversely, Miami, it's been a struggle with their ace on the hill. Last 3 of 4 there at Marlins Park, they've dropped when Sandy Alcantara starts the game. I don't see anything, at least on paper, and I'll wait to see what lineups are later on this afternoon, Dave. But a pretty significant trend there for Atlanta to continue their winning ways.
If the Marlins can win with Sandy Day, they would split that 4-game set. Right now, Atlanta holding a 2-1 lead in this series. When we look at the A's against the Angels, this looks like a pretty good pitching matchup here on paper with Big Sev going here for the A's against Jose Soriano. We all know in the network how much a lot of people really like him in the futures market here. The Angels are favored in this game in a low total of 8. Is that low total justified here, Jensen?
I think what's fascinating is looking at where these 2 starting pitchers are, Dave. Let's start with the Athletics. They've got Luis Severino going today. They've lost the last 3 starts that Severino has towed the rubber, albeit Severino's been magical on the road. Last four times out away from Sutter Health Park, 2.45 ERA, so he has given them every chance to win. Okay, we've got a tale of two portions of Jose Soriano's season for the Angels. First six starts, you mentioned it. A lot of people on the network loving him as a long shot Cy Young candidate and going 6-0 with a 0.24 ERA in your first six games. That's going to get it done. 43 strikeouts and 13 walks in 37 2/3. It has been a crash back to earth for Soriano and a lot predicated on the command issues, Dave. Mentioned the 13 walks in his first 37 2/3. He has the identical number, 13 walks in his last 22 innings. The strikeouts have still been there, but he has been loading up the base paths with a lot of traffic. 1-3 with a 6.14 ERA in those last four starts. So 10 starts total here, but the last four very glaring as there's been some adjustments around the league, but he's got to adjust his command. I don't have a strong feel either way in the game, side or total. But this is something, if you're looking to player props, under on outs recorded here, over on walks, maybe for Soriano, if you think that trend continues, might be a way to kind of attack that Athletics and Angels contest tonight.
Looking at my Metropolitans, and they scored 10 runs in the last two games, and they have zero victories to go. And, you know, Juan Soto hits two bombs yesterday. Bo Bichette's had two homers in the last 2 days, and yet they haven't got a win here, Jensen. So the offense has woken up for the Mets, and unfortunately the young pitching hasn't held up. Really, the young defense has not held up for this Metropolitan squad with two, you would think, devastating losses here in D.C. Going for the split in the four-game series today, David Peterson's back on the mound. Now, look, I'm not going to tell Carlos Mendoza how to manage, but a lot of Met fans, we'd like to do that at this stage. He's been really good when they've had an opener, and then Peterson comes in for whatever reason, and he's been lights out when he's the second guy after an opener. He's been terrible when he's been the starter. I don't know if this is a mental thing here, Jensen, of what that bugaboo is, but guess what? No opener today for the Mets. It will be David Peterson on the bump here against Cade Cavalli in the Nats, and it's basically a pick'em, $1.15 here, $1.12 to the Mets, $1.08 to the Nationals. Why wouldn't you keep the same successful formula instead of having Peterson straight be the opener today?
Yeah, interesting, right? Hey, Carlos Mendoza, that crew might have a different way of attacking how this Nationals lineup might stack up against David Peterson. So again, could be opponent contingent there, Dave, why they're doing it that way, especially you've got James Wood, the left-handed hitter leading off, so you probably want the left-on-left matchup right away. That could be part of it. For what it's worth, I feel compelled to tell people that if you're looking for overs, the nation's capital is where to go. Washington, 32-15-3 to the over. That is the best mark in baseball. 17-6-2 at Nationals Park to the over. Not that you need to blindly bet it, but they've scored the most runs. They've given up the most runs. It has been hysterical watching just some of the offense go regardless of opponent. So don't have an official play yet. It is an afternoon contest. But that is a pretty significant trend here, the way the Nationals pitching staff and their offense have allowed and been able to score runs here in 2026.
I will be on the over 8. And again, it's partially too because the Mets bats have woken up. They're hitting with the young kids in the lineup. The lineup has actually gotten longer here, and there's more spots for these guys to score some runs. Brett Beatty has woken up here on the bottom half as well. And we know even Marcus Semien to a degree starting to hit just a little bit here. I know Met fans have been waiting on that too. So to me, the over 8 might be the way to attack this thing. I mentioned earlier in the program too, Jensen, when you look with Greg Peterson in hour number one, when you look at the NL Central right now, and all five teams still with a winning record, but yet it really feels like separation with the Cubs and Brewers. The other three teams, even though they have winning records, they're all double digits here as it's getting longer in the odds market. Do you see it the same way that it really is Cubs, Brewers, and everybody else?
I picked the Cubs to win the division. I said to you a couple weeks ago when they had the Matthew Boyd injury and now their starting pitching depth was going to be tested, this next 4 weeks, back then, would tell us a lot about if they could tread some water. And, hey, Milwaukee's been able to pitch, period, regardless. They weathered those two big injuries to Churio and to Yelich really well. Now you're at a head of steam, having all those guys back. The lineup looks like they're hitting their stride. I think it's going to be fascinating. I still think Pittsburgh finds a way to get back in this thing. Maybe not for the division, but certainly in that wild card conversation.
10-1 for the Battle and Buccos there. If you think Pittsburgh can get back in this thing here, double digits. Everybody else is St. Louis and as well as Cincinnati, double digits as well. Pete Jensen joining the program next. Going to talk about a big game one tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. And what did we make of game one last night in the West? That's all next right here on Beeson by the Books.